it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, do I hear some animals in the back there, Woody? Woody, do I hear? I think I do. I think I've heard that sound with my grandkids and my kids. I think so. The CEO of the best thing we've got going down here, Zoo Miami, Ron McGill, joins us.
I'm just the communications guy, Joe. But
what is the
so
official
much.
Title? President.
No, director of communications. Goodwill ambassador. That's it. Goodwill
there you go.
Ambassador.
I like that one.
I can't believe you're a grandfather. I still can't believe that.
Four.
Holy jeez. I look at you and I'm going, man, I want to be a
kids.
Grandfather like him.
Man, I got to tell you. They all think I'm not all there, man. So, yeah, that's always an interesting one that's going on. Hey, man, so this Zoo thing you have going, I always tell everybody it's one of the best things, as other things are closing.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just, man, and I guess we got to give credit to Dade County, understanding how important it is. And
listen,
the growth and what you guys did. It's just one of the best zoos, man.
They've been so supportive of us, and it's really great. You know, we've got this great new parks director, Christina White. She's been fantastic. Really,
She has
been fantastic.
Well, then, Christina White, I love you,
she's
and we
fantastic.
Love you.
She really is.
That's great. Man, there's always so much stuff, and, you know, catch the right day to go. It's just everything, so much parking. The whole experience is great, whether you want to walk and get your steps in or you want to cheat the system a little bit. You can do it. A ton of ways to get away and feed the giraffes right out of your friggin' hand and have the kids crying. It's okay. They won't bite. No
deal. There you go.
It's great. So what else you got going on, man?
This big party, Joe. This is what I talked to you about. On October 18th, it's the adults-only party. You know, the Zoo during the daytime's Clark Kent.
Not one of those Halloween.
Oh,
adult.
Yeah. One year we had Lady Jo. We haven't done this.
What goes on with women when they tell their husband, I'm going to dress naughty tonight. It's the most beautiful thing.
It's fantastic. We haven't done this party for close to 10 years because previous administration thought it was a little too risque for the Zoo's image, blah, 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 blah. We finally convinced them, listen, we got to appeal to different genres here.
Yeah. This,
the last time we had the party, we had a woman dressed only in Saran wrap, brother. She was a Saran wrap mummy. Nothing else, just a Saran wrap. You know what I mean? It was fantastic. Okay. But this is a great party because adults, Joe, people our age, when they put on a costume, especially the women, it's fantastic because they have a sense of anonymity and you see this part of people that's just a lot of fun.
Right.
So we got 20 of the best restaurants, everybody, Tap 42, Tacos and Tattoos, Golden Rule, you know, I mean, Texas Roadhouse, all you can eat bites. We got open bars, all you can drink. It's got this great costume contest. It's going to have some great prizes. We got a fire dancer. We got Wild Fork is giving us major steaks to feed to the tiger that night. We're going to do a big major public tiger feeding with Wild Fork steaks, if you can believe that. The tiger eats better than I do, for God's sake.
Wow. Yeah. Animals are well taken care of there.
Oh, yeah. And then, listen, not that you know, we got some performers. We got Bow Wow's going to be doing a performance there. This Justina Valentine, another performer, is going to be there. So we got some big movers and shakers coming, too. It's going to be a heck of a party.
Wow, you've loaded up. What's going to be the official date on this?
It's October 18th, brother. From 7 to 11. Now, the tickets are normally $150 a piece, but I'm going to tell you something. You use my code that I'm going to give you, RONMM25. RONMM25, you get 15% off. Now, Miami is one of the most expensive places in the whole country to eat out, right?
Yes.
Where do you go to eat all you can eat from 20 great restaurants, all you can drink, open bars from Bacardi bars for $150? I can't tell you.
Yeah, nowhere.
It's not going to happen. Plus, with this discount, you get a list. And they got a group thing where you can buy four tickets for $500. You can apply the 15% to that. So you're basically getting $100 a ticket. And it's this great party. And I'm telling you guys, I cannot overemphasize. I've been at the Zoo for 46 years. This is really the most fun adult party we throw.
Wow. October 18th. That's fantastic. So bottom line is, don't plan on driving. It's a
Uber.
Night for Uber.
There you go.
We'll have Uber's official sponsor of that, Big Daddy, because that's a great party, man. It sounds good.
And one of these days, I'm going to see you at one of these parties, Joe.
You know what? You've been great through the years, and I have never gone to one of these.
Well, I know you're a busy guy, man. Everybody wants
to
go.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I always appreciate it. Don't think that I don't appreciate you always think of me during these things up there as I become an old man here
yeah, right.
doing all this stuff. So what's new at the zoo right now? What do we got?
Well, we got all kinds of stuff. We're building a new hospital we're going to be breaking ground on. It's a $25 million hospital that's going to be phenomenal. We're going to be doing a whole new tiger exhibit where you're going to be able to go nose-to-nose with the tigers right up to a piece of glass. We're extending the big giraffe feeding platform, so a lot of people go out there under shade to feed the giraffe and explore that.
Great plan.
Yeah, so no, there's a lot of things. It's constantly changing. We've got several animals that had a busy
good
summer, so they're going to be delivering some
active
babies.
Yeah, yes, good. Yes,
there you go. So we got some babies coming along. So things are always changing. You know, I've been there, like I said, going on 46 years now. No day is the same.
Yeah. How many years you been there now?
46, brother. 46 years. I can't believe it.
They can't kick us out. No. You love what you do, though.
I do love what
so
I do.
So when people go, Ron, have you thought about retirement? And you're going, I get to go like to Africa and stuff to do.
You know, why, I always tell people, when you get paid to do things that people pay to do,
yeah,
it's a scam. I've been living a scam for 46 years.
Be careful
years
on that one down here. But you have not been it. You have not been a scam.
Listen, I get
you're one of the best things we have down here. You really are,
Joe,
Ron. What you have done.
I get to come out here and do the Joe Rose Show and meet people like you. I'll never forget the first time I met you. I said, oh my God, he caught Marino's first TD pass. This is Joe Rose. And I couldn't believe how down there. I'm not trying to patronize you, Joe, but
man,
I mean
stop
it from the bottom of my heart. From the first day I met you with your family, this guy, you're the real deal, brother.
All you're right. Well, you're going to stay on the rest of the show because you're stroking me like that. So anyway, I really, no. Hey, so I got to ask you, somebody asked, we always talk about this. Talk about the Everglades with me for just a second. You're affiliated with it. I'm guessing
sure
you get asked about the Everglades all the time. Is the snake thing still out of control, or does it get any better with all the programs of hunting and the eggs together? And now we can.
Joe, I'll tell you, you know, we have that python roundup every year, that whole catch the pythons.
Really good time to get all the rednecks together. So it's
they love going out there catching the snakes, but you're not even making a dent into those populations. That's more of a PR campaign to raise awareness about how bad this problem is. But at the end of the day, Joe, I've been out there and this has been my life. I've walked right by one, didn't even see it until one of the indigenous people said, hey, look, there's one right there. I go, oh my God, I didn't even see it. There are tens of thousands of these pythons out there. Tens of thousands. There's no way we're going to eradicate them short of some kind of weird 10-day freeze coming across. It's a problem we have to live with now. The best we can do is try to manage it. And that's what they're doing. They're all doing all kinds of research. You know, they got the bunnies now that they've put the little programmers in so they can track them, catch them that way. They've, you know, used these Judas pythons to try to find other pythons. So there's a lot of research. There's a lot of work being done, but it's altered that landscape forever.
So what happens to what happens to the panthers? And
the panthers, you know,
they're going to survive.
They're going to survive. But, you know, you have different landscapes. For instance, you know, we've lost areas where the pythons are. There's no more raccoons. There's no more rabbits. There's no more possums. And they are not becoming extinct. They're just moving to another area. But when they move to another area, it has a domino effect because those animals were seed dispensers, you know, the dispersers. They would eat something, poop the seeds out. The whole environment changes. When you lose that key link in that chain, that environment changes. It has a domino effect. So we don't know what the long-term effect is going to be.
Wow.
But we live in a state, you know, it's the Ellis Island of exotic animals.
Yeah.
And there are more non-native reptiles in the state of Florida than there are native ones. That's
is
how
that
bad
right?
it is. Yeah. Oh, everything from tegus to pythons to chameleons, stuff that doesn't belong here. They're all over the place.
People had pets at one time and decided you couldn't take care of it. Let me dump it out in the old
Everglades, South Florida.
Somewhere.
And what
anywhere.
Happens is, you know, that happens in Michigan. That happens in New York. First winter, everything dies, freezes out.
Right.
Happens here in Miami. It's like Club Med for reptiles, man. And these things are
this
just
is right. even better here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, how the alligators hold up with this whole thing? Are they great survivors in this whole thing?
They are survivors. They've been around for millions and millions of years. But you know, it's ironic because like the South Florida Everglades alligators are not nearly as big and as rotund as the ones in Central and Northern Florida.
I did not know.
No, they're not. Yeah, they're not. They're not nearly as big and massive as the ones you see in Central and North Florida because the environment's been altered so much.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. I always wonder what it's going to look like down the road, because Everglades is one of the most beautiful things we have.
It's not just beautiful.
Airboats.
Joe, it's our livelihood, cool. Man.
Yeah.
People don't realize that. Whether it's the water that we drink, whether it's the tourists that come in here to go fishing, we depend on the Everglades. I tell people all the time, you know, even if you don't care about animals, even if you don't care about wildlife, that Everglades is a direct correlation to our quality of life here. Whether it be tourism dollars coming in, whether but like the water we drink, the environment that we live in. By protecting those Everglades, we're protecting ourselves. Even if we never go to visit them,
right?
By protecting them, we're protecting ourselves.
Is the state doing enough? Or obviously, they're trying. We're good friends with some of the guys.
I will tell you that you know, one of the positive things I have to say about the state, the governor's office, is that they have done a lot for the Everglades. They have really sunk in a lot of money into the Everglades, into restoration.
Yeah, I think everybody gets how important it is.
Yeah, you can't overemphasize.
West side
it,
over here, it's
you can't overemphasize how important it is. So, I'm very pleased with the state doing that. They've dedicated significant dollars.
Well, let's pump up this thing one more time, if you would, Zoo Miami. What a great event.
Monster Masquerade, open bars, 20 of the best restaurants. You're going to have a great costume contest. You got the tiger feeding. You got fire dancers. You got photo booths. You got all kinds of stuff. It's one of the best parties in South Florida. Adults only, 21 and over. Okay, so we have the costume contest for a best all around, best couple, and best group. Some great prizes there. Use the code RONMM25. You get 15% off of the $150 ticket, which brings you down. And then you can get the four-pack, which is $500 for four tickets. Add the 15% to that. You're paying basically $100 for all you can eat, all you can drink in a town that's the most expensive to eat.
Grab your friends. Go out.
Man. Have fun.
And,
have fun.
Have all the drinks you want. Get a little silly and get a little wild. It's okay to get older and get a little immature.
We've earned it.
And bring it out
a little bit.
And just make sure you got somebody driving you if you're going to drink the way
I
drink.
Or do the Uber thing, man. Do the Uber thing.
Good way to go. Ron, thank you, man. So glad you had time to
always a pleasure.
Come
buddy.
On in here and join us. Ron McGill from Zoo Miami, the CEO of Dade
just
County.
The communications director.
I was going to try to do it with a straight face, and I knew you were like, Joe, why do you got to give me that
come
title?
Come on, Joe.
Who's the big boss? Like, is there
a director? His director, Will Elger, is the director of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he's all right. We like him, right? Is the guy trying to put the new slide in and the water park?
That's done. We beat that, brother. That's done.
They moved on to a new location.
That's one of the things I'm most proud of in my career is that we beat that boondoggle. Jesus Christmas.
I'll tell you what. You were strong, man. There was no more nice Ron shaking hands and kissing babies. Like,
I was prepared to lose my job over that. So I told him, I said, fire me, but I'm not stopping.
I think when everybody saw that, that's when everybody really got behind it. Like when you said, this is not good for what I'm about and we're about.
And I'm telling you, Joe, again, in my 46-year career, it's one of the things I'm most proud of in my entire career, most thankful to the community. I believe in that saying, when the people lead, the leaders will follow. And those people demonstrated that during that.
Well, I got to tell you, that was fantastic, man. Can't say enough about that job you did. Ron, thank you, brother.
Thank you, Joe.
Appreciate it. Great talking to you as always.
And please go Dolphins.
Yes, go Dolphins. Figure it out. Tua, get it going, man. Defense, get it rolling a little bit.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.